Hello, everyone. Yet more horrendous news out of Gaza. And it was just on the 17th of June. And that is that the Israeli Defense Forces shot dead 51 Palestinians and wounded dozens, people who are simply seeking food aid. Wow. The willful murder of 51 civilians, some of them children. Unarmed people, even Israel doesn't claim they're armed. They were shot dead for being hungry whilst Palestinian. It's sickening. Yet another atrocity. Where is the moral outrage in the capitals of Western countries? So most Western countries like the United States, France, Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, where are the government ministers saying this is evil? Stop. It's a crime against humanity. That's what it is. And it's not the first time. It's happened again and again and again. And it's going to continue happening since Israel, they stopped all food aid, all medical aid, everything into Gaza for weeks. They caused mass malnutrition, particularly amongst children and other vulnerable groups. Then they've restored it. They won't allow the United Nations refugee agency to distribute aid for supposedly being pro-Hamas. Israel was told not to do this, was told not to organize the distribution of their aid again, and this is what happened. So, and then these Zionist apologists saying, oh, but Israel's opened humanitarian corridors for these civilians. Yeah, and then shoots them dead in the corridors. Wow. So they fired on all these crowds up near Khan Yunis. Casualties amongst the Israeli army? Zero. Zero. Nobody killed, nobody wounded. There was not the slightest justification for this, and it just keeps happening. So that the World Food Programme, they had provided the food, and Israel is there, meant to be supervising the distribution of it. There were Palestinian police officers in the old days, and who would try to make sure there was some sort of equitable distribution, that people just, the strongest just couldn't grab it, but they were deliberately targeted by the Israeli military and killed. And so on. So there are obviously dozens of wounded people in the Nasser hospital. So it's just monstrous. What else can I say? And it keeps going on. And this is the latest in a series of such massacres. So the 26th of May, the Gaza Health Foundation began their operation. So the United States has backed this. The 11-week blockade by the Israeli military to starve the people of Gaza to death. It was ended anyway. So on the 1st of June, 31 people shot dead by Israeli tanks near Rafah, and so on. Over 200 people wounded. On the 28th of May, one person killed, 48 wounded. On the 3rd of June, 27 people killed, 37 wounded. On the 7th of June, 6 people wounded, killed, and more wounded. On the 8th of June, 4 people killed. On the 9th of June, 6 people killed. 57 people killed on the 11th of June, 15 people killed on the 14th of June, th over 30 people killed on the 16th of June, 51 people killed on the 17th of June. Is there a pattern emerging? Even since then, the 18th of June, 11 people were killed by Israeli gunfire. On the 19th of June, 12 people killed. How is this not genocide when they're deliberately killing civilians again and again and again? Yeah, when even they don't claim they were under attack. So the IDF said, we told people not to come too close, and then we shot them because they're suspects. So providing really no particulars, there's nothing justificatory to this. And obviously, there's widespread anti-Palestinian racism in Israeli society. I'm not saying every Israeli is like that. And these anti-Arab chants, and that's why even Arab Israelis almost never get any bomb shelters when they're under attack by Iran and so on. So, the 100 trucks a day allowed into Gaza is nowhere near adequate. And then people too afraid to go and get food because they'll be shot dead if they did. Just these heart-rending scenes, how horrific it is. Over 55,000 people murdered by Israel in Gaza since the 7th of October. And even Israel admits that the majority of them are civilians. Some of them Hamas fighters, maybe, but you're going to have to prove it. Wow, how can you possibly justify shooting dead 57 people who are just waiting for food? And they wouldn't be waiting for food if you hadn't cut off aid. They could just go back to trade as normal. So it's sickening. It's just satanic. And Netanyahu is going to continue doing it and saying that somehow that Iran is a threat to the Middle East. Israel's threat to the Middle East. Iran hasn't been massacring people in these huge numbers since the 7th of October. And okay, Iran has executed some people in its own country after some kind of trial, maybe farcical trial, often unjust trials. But there's no question that what Israel has done is worse, is on a bigger scale. You see how Israel is a threat to the whole region. The only one with nuclear weapons can threaten to annihilate other countries. So it's infuriating. What are Palestinians to do? What can they do? What would you do if people of your nationality, people in your community, were murdered because they're seeking food? What would you do? Wouldn't that make you furious? Wouldn't you want to defend your people? And not surprisingly, some Palestinians feel the same. And so shooting dead unarmed people, the willful murder of little children, that's self-defense. And it's nauseating that so many American politicians will line up to sing hymns of praise to Netanyahu and his merry mob, that the murder of little children is somehow self-defense, is somehow military. Is this courage? I mean, how much courage does it take to murder little children? Wow, it's so infuriating, and it's so immoral, and it's just going to keep happening. We live in a very, very unjust world.